Good morning. Welcome to worship. Welcome all in Jesus' name. Pray that as we worship, that as we bless and approach God, that we will know His blessing on our lives as well. Just to do some of the intimations first. The likely event that you hear the fire alarm, the way is out, or through the door there, and out to the front, or down here, and out, and up to the school car park where we'll meet together. Tea and coffee in the small hall after the service. It's a time to be able to share together, just be together. And for the Guild, Tuesday at 1:30, tribute to Robert Burns will take place in the church hall at 1:30. Tickets are £4, which includes traditional fare and entertainment. Christian Unity service, this is the week for Christian Unity. Joint service today at 3 o'clock at St John's, and then Daily Reflections this week, Monday to Friday at 9 o'clock at St John's. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we continue the Sunday night at the Manse, exploring Scripture, seeking God's presence, sharing fellowship, and we're looking to start the prayer course. So anyone's welcome to come to that and just to start exploring prayer on a personal and a sort of corporate way. And for the church magazine, Alan's looking for some articles for the Faith and Fellowship, so they can be given to Alan or emailed to him by Sunday the 16th of February at magazine@livingstonchurch.org.uk. And that's all the normal intimations. I want to make you aware, we've had a session meeting. I just need to make the whole congregation aware of the outline of things that are now happening. A week past Wednesday, the joint sessions met together for normal business, and during that time, they agreed that we should be moving ahead to the union and to contact Presbytery to progress that with some momentum. As a result of that meeting, the proposal that will go to the business committee on Wednesday, and bear in mind this is only a proposal, the proposal that will go is to proceed to a union this year, but ultimately a union without any buildings. So that would be both buildings would go. There's a lot more detail, obviously, to all that. There's a lot that needs to be worked out, but that is the initial proposal. It would not be right to keep that away from the congregations as we go forward. Please bear in mind, as I said, it is the proposal, and that's to take into account the current conditions of fabric, finance, and the way of the church. This would not be the only area within the presbytery that will be looked at, because I think I've said before, the presbytery plan has been suspended, and that we are, as presbytery, looking at the placement of ministry, the number of buildings, and where congregations are and what the future actually looks like. So that's all there. I'm happy to speak. The elders are going to meet together and have a chat around this. Presbytery need to come and speak to the sessions. So if you want to speak to me at some point, that's fine. If you want to speak to your elder, that's fine as well. But please don't sit and just let that brew away at you. Speak about it. Let's just take a moment in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we approach you now, that we would know your blessing. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we approach you now, we would know your sense of peace and comfort. Also, we would know that excitement of being able to worship you. Heavenly Father, as we approach you now, we ask you to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. A call to worship comes from Psalm 100. It's a Thanksgiving psalm, and I'm reading this from the Message version. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Know this, God is God, and God, God. He made us. We didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank him, worship him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. Amen. How lovely on the mountains at the feet of him. Let's praise him.
Thank you.
let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. Come before you in all humility, for you do reign. You are our God. You are our Father. You are our Savior, our Redeemer. Everything that you have set out to do is about bringing us into relationship with you. When we've wandered away, you're calling us back. And we see through history of your word, that's what you've done. And in doing that, Lord, you gave us Jesus Christ, your Son. He came to teach us about how to follow you. He came to teach us in his life, in his death, in his resurrection, in his ascension, what it is to be a disciple, a follower of you. And so, Father, as we worship this morning, we bring before you our ways. Bring before you the times. We give thanks for these times when we know we've seen you, we've followed you, when we've felt that connection, Lord. We give you thanks for that. But we also confess that there's times when we haven't looked for you, haven't followed what you're saying, haven't listened for your voice. How we've portrayed ourselves is not how you would want us to be. And so, Lord, for these things we say that we're sorry. We make our confession. And Lord, as we confess those things, then we ask for your forgiveness, knowing that that's why you gave Jesus Christ, so that in his death and resurrection we can be forgiven, so that in his broken body and spilt blood we can be made whole. And so we thank you, Lord, and ask your Spirit would lead us to just what that means. Hear us as we pray together, using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Deliver us from evil. The kingdom, power, and the glory. Amen. I just want to read a bit from Isaiah 25. It's beautiful. Beautiful imagery. So I want you to try and just to start thinking about what this is about. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Amen. Particularly is that image of almost like this table, whether it's the mountain itself or there's a table on the mountain, but it's a feast on it of rich food, of fine food, aged wine, the best of meats, the finest of wines. It's almost about thinking about what are your favourite foods and seeing the best of that, of them all, on this table in front of us. Because God has all that. He can provide all that. Now, on this mountain, at this feast, he's also going to destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations. He'll swallow up death forever. This is a time where God is actually setting people absolutely free. Free from the things that bind us down, free from the things that keep us behind, but actually in our relationship with him, this is about a rich relationship. And we are able to ask God for the things that we need. We're able to ask him for the things that we need. Give us today our daily bread. And you know, from God's riches, he will provide. Give us today our daily bread. This is what God does for us. He calls us into relationship with him. But he has so much to give us. So much of the things to give us, the things that we need, not the things that we want or could kind of do with. Actually, the things that we need. And we're invited, as we've just said in that prayer, and we'll look at this later on in service as well, but we're invited to ask, give us today our daily bread. And you know, for me, from Isaiah, it's almost like God says, well, come on, pull up a chair to the table. This is what you're needing today. Here it is. Bring the chair to the table and I'll sit with you. Here it is. So as we dwell on that and how he responds to us, how he treats us and why he loves us and why he would do this for us. We are his chosen people. We are the ones who he loves. We are the ones who are created in his image. And he calls us to be with him. And so we're allowed, in fact, we're encouraged to pray daily. Give us today our daily bread. Let's worship together. King of Kings, Majesty. Thank you. And we continue with our offering. Let's just come together in prayer again. Let's pray. Father, as we present this, our offering to you, it's a token of all that you've given us, and we give back to you. We give back to you for the building up of your kingdom, so that we can be in a place where your peace would be known, your love would be shared, your word would be meditated on. Lord, we look to think about what it would be to be part of a kingdom, of the kingdom come now. Where there would be all that we need and in abundance. Jesus came to give us life, but not just life, but life in abundance. But Lord, we, as we work for your kingdom, and look at how your kingdom develops here, we pray for each one here. We present our very selves. Lord, would you use us in the building up of your kingdom? Would you use us in sharing your word? Lord, we pray this morning for all those who find themselves having to use food banks. Not necessarily because they don't have jobs and they don't have money, but they food bank because they just don't have enough. So we pray for those people who need a food bank. Pray for those who supply the food banks. We pray, Lord, for your people who find themselves homeless. But they have to sit in shop corners or shop doorways, street corners. Or they're moving from one friend to another friend to another friend. In your kingdom, Lord, that wouldn't happen. So we pray for them now. We pray, Lord, that these people would know you. We pray for those who are ill. Pray for those who are mentally ill. For those who just can't face going out and looking at the world because the pressure's too much. For those who just can't think properly because everything is on top of them. Pray for those who can't operate properly because there's too many worries, there's too many concerns. We pray for this country, Father. We pray, Lord, that again your word would be known, that people would know, the people would know to be able to turn to you and find peace, find comfort, find all the things that you have for them, if they but just knew about you. We pray for this world, Lord. World where we see natural disasters. A world where we see violence, where there's wars and rumors of wars. Where there's leaders of nations positioning up against each other. And we long for peace. We long for prosperity and abundance with you, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray now. We pray that prayers that we have in our hearts and our minds, you'll hear them as we pray them now in silence. You'll hear them. And Lord, we pray in confidence and in love, seeking your will and your ways. Heavenly Father, Lord of all the loving, Lord of all the living, remember all whom we remember, forget none whom we forget. Hear this prayer offered in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's rise again to worship, meekness and majesty. Thank you. we listen to the word read, word from Matthew chapter 7, read by Sandy.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Spirit would lead us and guide us, that as we hear that word again, what it is that you want us to take note of individually, what it is, what the words, what the phrase. So open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets.
To rest upon every mind in this place, in order that the perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue, that I'll be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. Pray that I'll be very, very clear, and that this will bring great honour and glory to your name. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As we work our way through the Lord's Prayer, we've looked at our Father in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And now, looking at that provision that God has for us, this provision, this abundance he has for each one of us, and he wants us to have. wants us to have. But you know, in any relationship, there's that movement between the relationships. We could just sit and expect God to give us everything, because that's what he wants to do, so he'll just give us. We could sit back and give nothing to that relationship, but just expect him to do everything. But actually, there's a point of where we've got to step in to that relationship that he calls us to, that he's given everything for. And so, as we read scripture, this is what it's about. It's about stepping into the relationship of who the Father is, who the Son is, who the Holy Spirit is, and asking for those things that we need. It's about being a disciple. It's about being prayerful and about being close to God and getting closer to him. This reading that was read and we've prayed around and read ourselves is part of the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's Gospel. And Jesus uses this time of the Sermon on the Mount to teach on a whole host of different things, including prayer. And actually, when the disciples say, "Teach us how to pray," that's Matthew 6, he says, "Pray like this, our Father in heaven." And so that's what Jesus taught his disciples. It's what we need to think about. But as Jesus comes back now in the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 7, he comes back and he's talking about, part of it's talking about prayer again, but he's talking and encouraging his people and encourages us to follow the believer's walk. He's speaking about judgment, about not judging and the effects of judgment, about discriminating, and he's teaching about prayer. The question is, why does he include this exhortation and prayer right here at this point? Because he's already spoken about it previously. And the answer is straightforward. Because it's difficult for us in our own power and our own wisdom to obey God's commands. It's difficult for us in our own ways and relying on our own power, our own strength, to obey the commands that he's given. And in James chapter 1 verse 5, he says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God." It's echoing what Christ says here. So the believer who seeks to obey the word of God must constantly ask for that strength, must constantly seek wisdom, God's wisdom, and knock at God's door for the supply of grace that we need. So it's a continual thing. I'm encouraged to pray, "Give us today our daily bread," but we're encouraged to pray constantly, asking for strength, for wisdom. We're encouraged to constantly knock at the door so that we can receive the supply of grace that's needed. And you know, as God's children, we can expect God to come for us, to meet our needs. And so as we pray, as we ask for our daily bread, for the things that we need, and we can give him thanks for that relationship, but actually, we need to be able to want that for other people too. This is what we want for other people too. So it's not just about ourselves and asking these things for what I need, actually, Lord, would you help other people? You know, God will not refuse our prayers. It's quite clear. We have to ask. And the scripture says, ask and it will be given unto you. Ask. God will not mock our prayers. This is the way that we communicate directly with him, is through prayer. When we take the time to sit and ask him, to sit and be with him, he'll not mock us for that. Give us today our daily bread. As we ask for these things, can you imagine just being told by God to pull the chair up to the table there that I spoke about earlier? Can you imagine God saying, well, just there you go, there it is. Take some, you want some more? Take it. There it is, it's there for you. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do. And he wants us to continuously pray. He wants prayer to be part of our life. Because he wants to speak with us. Because he wants to be with us. It's his whole story. So he wants to be with us. He wants us to pray. He wants us to ask him. He wants us to share with him. He wants to give, and he does that because he loves us first. But our continuous prayer can show that it means that we mean business, that we actually mean it. God, I trust you. I trust you because I'm asking you. I trust you because I know you. I trust you because you've given me things before when I've asked. But also, we need to be clear that just because we ask for something, it doesn't mean to say we're going to get our prayer answered in a way we expect. We might get that thing, but it might come in a different way that we might imagine it, or at a different time. So God may not answer in a way, or may an answer, I should say, God may answer in a way that we do not expect or even want. But he's sovereign. He knows what's best. He knows what we need. But also the scripture assumes that we're going to ask these things in loving faith and expectancy to get what we actually need. Because at this time, when we get to this point in the reading and the scripture, there's an assumption now that Jesus is speaking to disciples. So the word disciples, we're already following him. This then is to encourage and strengthen us. God wants to see his characteristics in us, his servants. We've heard that. Like father, like child. That's what God wants to see. So he sees his characteristics in us. And you know, as we develop our relationship with the Father, then these characteristics will show in our other relationships. But it's about taking that time to ask God for our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. There was a line I saw somewhere that says there are more people praying for the very things for the very things that we take for granted. More people praying for the things that we take for granted. And that brings us into another part of prayer and how we should be and how we approach prayer. We need to be in the right position for prayer. We need to be in the right way for prayer. We need to be in the right setting for prayer. And actually, for me, the first part of that is about having the right attitude. You know, we can do all sorts of things to pray. We can find ourselves a nice quiet room, lock ourselves away, and try and find that time to be with Him. We can make a great play about it, so that people can see us praying. But there's only one way that we can come to God. One position of prayer that we need to know. And that's of humility. To come to God in awe and fear and respect and love. To come before Him in these ways. Yeah, we can lie prostrate on the ground. We could be on our knees. We could be sitting. We could be slouching. We could be walking. But actually, it's all about being in humility. All about being in love with the Father and coming to desire a communication with Him. That too can be in frustration. It can also be in a time of deep need and stress. For the Father knows our hearts. But it comes from humility. We're invited to pull up a chair to the table of the Father. He invites us to do that. He invites us into that relationship with the table. And that table metaphor, that whole idea of being around the table, we see right through Scripture. We see it from Isaiah. We see it from Jesus and the communion, the Last Supper with the disciples. We also see it in Revelation, where Jesus says to the church of Laodicea, Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. So as we are called to pull a chair up to the table, we're invited to do that, to share with our Father. Jesus is going around knocking doors. If you hear my voice, I'm going to come in, I'm going to eat with you. God wants us to share. God wants us to give in abundance. He wants us, wants to give to us in abundance. He wants us to ask Him. He wants us to pray with Him. And today we're looking at, give us today our daily bread. He wants to come to you. You need to ask. But He has everything for you. As we approach Him, give us today our daily bread. Amen. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, let's rise to worship. Heavenly Father, let us speak to you during this week. Let us hear your voice in all circumstances, in all places. So, Father, as we prepare to leave this time, we bless you and we thank you. And we ask, Lord, that by your Spirit you would lead us and guide us to share your love and your ways with your people in this place. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and remain with each one now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Amen. And all God's people said, Amen. That's because I was off last week.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our door.